Are you ready for some meatballs?
You suck, Chris.
Okay, I didn't expect this, with the Bears beat Tampa 20-19. Tom Brady forgot what down it was, apparently. He's my age, so I give him sympathy. Things start to go away at 43. Yeah. All right, quick emergency postgame show with Mark Jansen. Let's dissect what we saw tonight in the Bears win over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Hello.
Well, we weren't going to do this, but here we are.
Hey, our listener knows if Bears pull off something crazy, we do a pod. If the game is blah, we don't. So we're 3 for 5.
Okay.
I have one rule in life now. I just made if you beat the GOAT, you have a post-game podcast.
All right, that makes sense.
It was a fun game.
It was so bad, though. It was so,
it
well.
It was disjointed. It was entertaining. I guess I'm just comparing it to last week's Snorefest. And this was more interesting. Not exactly good, but entertaining.
I'll tell you, someone who was good was 52.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Him, actually.
Oh, my gosh.
Should have 3 sacks, but whatever. He was killing them.
So the Bears beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Almost said New England Patriots. Beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 20-19. And I believe, Mark, correct me if I'm wrong, this is the first time the Bears have beaten Tom Brady.
Yes, we were on the list, the handful of teams that couldn't beat Brady.
Did they mention that in the game at all?
Hadn't beat him at the beginning, but I definitely thought they'd mention it more. So, by the way, that was a terrific broadcast, with really only one gripe that I would have with it is Aikman at the end not recognizing that Nagy's throwing it because his kicker sucks. So he doesn't trust him. So that's the reason he's not just going to run it there. And if he runs it and they lose because they miss a 45-yarder or something, he'd be getting blasted, as my cousin pointed out,
for being
conservative. That's totally true. Well, otherwise, I thought Aikman was spot on. But
he thinks, I had a couple of gripes with him. One was the
they always defend the refs too much, but otherwise, he was good.
Well, the PI on Robinson, where it was underthrown, but not that bad. And the play, it's meant for the receiver to go back and get it, and the defender didn't turn his head and was in his way. So, yeah, that's a penalty. But
yeah, they always, Aikman was they like always that tend wasn't... to defend the refs too much, I feel like. But maybe that time he didn't.
And plus, Joe Buck was there. That was bad, too.
I didn't mind Buck. I thought he was great with Cardinal the that's right. With the Jimmy Graham incompletion, he's like, why isn't he attacked the ball there? Right? Like, that was totally accurate.
Cool.
Anyway, but back to Mac. Who cares about the announcers? The best thing about the game was Mac, honestly, because that was 2018 Mac. And I just want to make a connection here. He was not a limited participant in practice.
Ooh.
Is his knee finally better? Did they get him through whatever that was? It's too hard to say right now, but what if he's actually 100% again? Because he just looked hungrier, faster, whatever thing. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I know part of that's just the fact that he actually is getting home for the sacks too. But he looked like he was flying off the ball in a couple, several plays, really.
Wrestling move with the rookie line. He picked the guy up with his elbow and just body slammed him. I mean, it looked like Hulk Hogan from...
It was so nice having a Khalil Mack highlight reel play again.
Oh my gosh.
And that was no penalty. I mean, yes, it was late, but he couldn't hear it, obviously. I don't know why. There's no fans, but it wasn't like he slammed him hard. It was just he was finishing the play.
Well, I'm not talking about
that
Brady.
Same play. No, I know. I'm talking about when he should have 3 sacks because play was offsetting penalties.
Gotcha.
If he does that same play against Deshaun Watson and the refs don't blow it, and he breaks the tackle. You know what I mean? Like, they obviously are trained to finish the tackle. So I thought that was pretty lame. There were a lot of penalties.
Yes, there were. And mostly
usually
against the Bucs.
Games, usually I hate games with this many, but I didn't. Yeah, a lot of them were ticky-tack, but at least they weren't like too biased. I didn't feel like, I mean, both teams were getting called. They obviously played a sloppier game even than the Bears. Mm-hmm. That headbutt, oh my gosh, that was one of the key plays of the game. That was so dumb. That killed their drive.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So.
And I loved, there was a tweet from, it said, I think it was Danny Parkins who said, Tom Brady being, you know, the motivating leader that he's known for when he was on the sideline, you know, throwing the F-bombs around. I love that.
If that's Jay Cutler, it's a story for a week about how he's a terrible teammate.
Uh-huh. Yep. Not that we hold grudges against Fox Sports. But what is it with Fox Media? They're, anyway, let's. I won't get into that.
Let's keep it clean.
Sorry. Yes. Okay. Okay. What else positive you like today? Cairo Santos made 2 field goals.
And a game winner. It's going to mean a whole lot moving forward, but it feels good to have finally hit that.
Yeah.
We've missed the last several, I feel like, in that scenario. I don't think he's particularly good. I think it was hilarious that literally everyone I was messaging with during the game all joked about how the field goal line needed to be moved up. And then one of them even sent a tweet from Hogue. Adam Hogue had a tweet like right at the same time that we were all joking about it. So so let's I guess focus in a second. Like, I don't want this story to be just what the Bears need to improve, because we can get there, but they beat a real team finally. Like, I'm sorry, those first 3 wins, that you're supposed to win those games, and since they won them with such a struggle, you were still trying to figure out if they're any good. They beat a good team tonight.
Yes, they did.
The best QB ever. He's not him, you know, his peak self, but he's still good. He still knows how to read the D. Still forgets that it's 4th down. No, I don't think he's ever done that. Anyway, but I don't think we should. I don't think we can tell still where this team's going exactly. I thought at halftime, the Bears might not be very good after all. Maybe they're just average. And 3-2, it's going to be tougher to make the playoffs. And now you win the game, you're 4-1. You're like, wait a minute, if they can beat Tampa, it's like it just all of a sudden shifts back to playoff contender. They still seem definitely to be in the next tier at most from the top tier, though. I mean, they're not.
No, they're not there. In the top
but this
tier.
Is a good win. And you might say, well, you squeaked it out. Yeah, but that's because it's a good team, right? This is not squeaking it out against the Lions here.
Right. That's very true. Yeah.
So that's really what we should kind of lead with, even though we haven't really led with it. But that's the good news.
Yeah,
for sure.
That's true. And this was a game that the defense really won the game for them.
They did, and that's the thing we've been asking for, the investment. Mac, of course, terrific. Quinn got pretty close twice, and the other guys chipped in.
I was going to ask you, I didn't see Quinn very often or didn't
there
remember
There was one
him.
With a rip where he almost got the left tackle right into Brady, but he didn't have a ton of pressures. What he was good at, he did it twice, including the actual fumbles. He would dive on the ball or go scoop it up if it's on the ground. I felt like he played a lot harder than I've seen him playing in the other games. So maybe he's finally getting his sea legs under him.
Hope so.
But
he, I mean, he was paid to pressure the quarterback. And
yeah, it's still inconsistent.
Yeah.
And it's got to start picking up. But if he's getting enough attention to keep – Mac on the one-on-one on the left tackle, that sack was hilarious, where the guy overcommits and Mac's like, okay, this is going to be easy. Does he get that one-on-one if Quinn's not out there? I need to check and see if Quinn even was, but it was interesting seeing him coming from the left tackle on that play, as he lines up on the right one so much. So I thought Pagano had a terrible first half and a better second half, and I still have no idea what to think of him. It was a great win. I still don't know what to think of this team. But if some things come together, like the QB and the coach getting on the same page, that was funny too. Or Max finally 100% again and Quinn gets it going again, then maybe they are a wild card team. And the other good, I thought, I love David Montgomery.
Oh, I do.
I would love to know what he looks like with a real line, because he can't get anything going. But then he makes the huge catch, and he's just such a pain to tackle.
Yeah, he fights.
Would be great behind a real O line. I'm positive he would be really good.
But we don't have one.
Okay, so you want to go to the bad?
Yes. Maybe just for a moment.
No, we can't. The absolute worst thing about this game was the O-line.
I mean, terrible. I'm speechless. I mean, pass protection, well, that even wasn't very good either. And then Daniels got hurt. He never came back, did he, into the game?
No, and I'm very worried.
Yeah.
You hear a guy doesn't come back with a pec, it's usually because it's torn. Ooh. And that's usually a season ender. But let's wait to find out, I guess.
And Bars, was that his replacement?
Yeah. He got pants the first play. Yeah.
He got bulldozed.
He is also playing one of the best noses in the league. So he might be okay next week. I don't know. They got plenty of time to get him at least acclimated.
They got a week and a half. Yeah, and maybe Daniel.
But that is a big loss because he was probably playing as well as – it's like him and Ifedi are the only two that were really playing well. Whitehair's not playing well, and the tackles are basically bad, especially Leno.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a concern moving forward. And, you know, when you don't invest in it, it's not going to be any good. I mean, they invest in second-round guards and centers, but they don't invest in tackles. Mm-hmm. So –
never have. Well, I guess we did talk last time about the tackles that they have invested in have turned out to be bad.
Yeah, well, compare that to what the Chiefs have done at that position in the draft in the last 20 years, and you'll be pretty annoyed. The O-line was terrible. I thought the other terrible thing was the slow starts for both halves, especially the game, like the first half. They scored 14 in 2 minutes. Of course, one of them, because the two-minute warning, they have the ball at the two. But that still means they only scored the last two drives, which really started, 5 minutes to go in the half?
Uh-huh.
They've got to quit starting so slow. The only game they didn't was the Giants.
Yep, that's right.
That's like, I don't know if it's coaching or finding energy or all these stupid things Maggie's going to tell us for sure tomorrow and Monday or whatever. But the defense was like playing on its heels and sluggish the first couple drives, and they definitely picked it up. But is it a COVID 2020 weirdness thing because there's no crowd or what? But this is a pattern now for the team that is concerning. Well, I think it's – and then Foles was just so inaccurate.
For the defense, it seemed like Pagano finally figured out if you can pressure up the middle, then you can get to Brady. And that's what happened. They tried some blitzes from the outside first and – not nearly with as much from coming straight up to him. Right. Yeah, that's the thing.
Always been get in his face. That's been the plan for 20 years. It's what the Ravens did so well a few times in the past.
Yep.
And what the Titans last year did. And he's going to burn you on some of them because he's, you know, the greatest football player of all time.
Oh, my gosh.
At least the most accomplished.
Oh, my gosh.
He's easily the most accomplished.
Yeah.
I mean, he's good. It's like Rodgers, right? Like, you're going to get burned sometimes because he's going to figure you out.
Correct. Yeah, absolutely.
And but you can't quit trying it because if you do, then he just picks you apart.
Well, it was 13 points before Pagano started doing that and then 6 the rest of the game. That's what I'm saying.
Big.
Yes.
Yeah. And I just think two things are happening here. Actually, three. One, the Bears finally got a little momentum offensively, and I think it does fire up the defense, who they do a great job of playing hard and being professional and not running their mouths when the offense is just a train wreck for 3 years.
It's because they
but
rarely
it's
see
gotta
it.
It's got to matter. It's got to matter. They're human beings. And then when they finally like, hey, look, we actually are in this and have the lead, then all of a sudden they're flying around.
Well,
they're people.
Remember
they have motivation.
But remember how excited we got when we saw the eclipse a few years ago? You know, everyone's like, "Ooh, the eclipse! Yeah, we got to be ready for the gosh, see the eclipse." That's what it's like for the defense when they see the offense score points.
That's a rare phenomenon.
Exactly. That's why they're like, "Ooh, look at that!"
Yeah, but they did finally pick it up.
I mean,
I thought they looked terrible the first quarter,
and
all of a sudden they're good again. I'm like, "Oh." Don't know what happened here. And so then you look at the big picture of the game, and I feel like you have to say they were just kind of feeling like it doesn't matter what we do, and then all of a sudden it did, and now they're flying around. I think that's a reasonable sports psychology kind of thing. So that's the one first thing.
It seemed to make sense, yeah.
The second thing is the aggression we already kind of talked about, but the byproduct of that is Brady getting, for him, a little rattled. Mm-hmm. And I know everyone's going to have fun with the fourth down thing. I think it's a function of the Bears roughing him up a ton in the second half. He's mentally and physically tired at that point. It's not a stretch to say that the whole point of the pressure is to get the QB off his game, and then all of a sudden now he's like, oh, crap. Or the coaches didn't tell him to write down, which would be really funny, too. But I think the Bears deserve – it sounds weird, but they should get a little credit for him screwing that up, I think.
No, I agree. I totally agree. And at first, I have to admit, I thought, like, oh, my goodness, is he right and the rest of the referees are
it's
wrong?
It's Brady. He must be right.
Like, are the officials going to give it to him? Or are they going to say, oh, yeah, well, that was third down? I mean, it's completely irrational as it was. There was a part of me saying that they're going to give it to
his
him.
Reputation,
they're going to give him an extra down.
Yeah. Mine wasn't. I know it's over, but if they even, because it's Brady, give him another down.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, fifth and long. What do you got for a play call?
We're sorry, Mr. Brady. Here.
So, yeah, the defense gets some bouquets tonight, mm-hmm. especially the pass rush.
And Jaylon Johnson. Secondary. Man. Yeah, okay, good. Yeah, secondary.
Yeah. I mean, Kyle Fuller's hit was a thing of beauty. And I am absolutely stunned that the refs got it right after initially throwing that flag right down to the fumble too, mm-hmm. which was really close. But finally they got a break. I think we talked about this. I know I talked with my cousin about it, that at some point, some of these stupid calls that were iffy were going to go the Bears' way. And I do think that happened tonight.
But that was,
because that was a big play.
It was the right call. I even texted you.
It was,
like,
but I'm so used to this year, them getting it wrong and screwing the Bears, you know? So like, I was like, this can't continue.
And that would have flipped the game. That would have flipped the game.
Well, they got a TD out of it right before the half. Right. That was huge.
Mm-hmm. That totally would have changed the complexion of the game. So, yeah, they did get it right, but I'm still upset that they even had to discuss it, because it was so – you could see in real time his head didn't touch him. He didn't touch the guy's head. It was
– Well, I think calling a flag is brutal in real time. Not recognizing whether it's incomplete or a fumble needing to be reviewed is – totally reasonable, because you got to figure out how much control does he have.
That's fine.
Amount of stuff.
Yeah,
but yeah, it was never even remotely a penalty.
No.
But kudos to them for taking the time to get it right, because I'd even sent a message to somebody. I was just like, wait, where's the review? I was like, this totally needs to be reviewed. Mm-hmm. And then you sent that it was definitely a fumble, like at the same time. And then it took them a while to like tell us that they were reviewing it. They were so busy looking at the helmet thing.
Yeah, and Joe Buck was probably looking at pictures of Aaron Rodgers, too, so he wasn't paying attention to the field.
Wait, you don't do that? This is awkward. So the other question is, you know, are the safeties playing well? Because I think the corners are definitely playing well.
And
I can't quite tell with the safeties. They look a little late at times, mm-hmm. and then sometimes they're all over the ball, and I'm like, one of these is going to get picked. But I feel like they're a little inconsistent. I still don't think we're getting our best Eddie.
No, we're not. And then combine that with the middle linebackers tonight.
Oh, they're brutal coverage, or at least Trevathan is.
He's so slow. Trevathan's so slow.
He was
slow.
So bad on the big run. He just lunged with his arm.
Yeah.
Honestly, it looks like I keep joking about he's got concrete, but he just looks so slow.
And we're five games in. Maybe this is who he is.
And he had some nice plays when he didn't have to move laterally. Like he just came downhill and stuffed a quick pass at one point with a really nice physical tackle,
mm-hmm.
like aggressive play. But he also had misses, and then that lunge was just terrible.
Yeah.
And then everything that drags across the middle of the field, it just seems like they don't go with the guy, or they're so slow that they can't. Roquan's obviously better, mm-hmm. but that's kind of the other elephant in the room right now. It's like, is this 4-1 record sustainable with an O-line that's this bad,
mm-hmm.
and a middle of the defense that's easily exploited? And yet there's been a lot of coaches that have made a living off of letting you have little short stuff over the middle until you screw up.
Yeah.
See also look.
That's true.
Because the run D was bad again. That's maybe the bigger concern. The lack of a nose tackle is showing. And I know that Nichols is a pretty nice prospect, but they're basically asking these guys to play out of position.
Right.
And I think it shows. But they got through it.
Yeah, they did. And if they can get a team to where they have to throw the ball, then that's obviously going to be a better situation for the Bears. Because the corners are so good, too. And if Mac can keep being Mac, you got good corners and a good pass rush, you're going to have a good defense.
You will. In this league, the way it works now, you should be.
And Jalen Johnson has been in the league for 5 games.
Yeah, he got burned on one play. It's like he gives up something every game and then is like, nope, not
that's okay
like,
with me.
He carries himself that I love. I just sometimes you have to have that as a corner. Mm-hmm. I think he's got that in.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's going to be a stud.
Agreed. Agreed. All right, can I ask you about Nick Foles? Did your meter on Nick Foles move in any direction?
No, nope. I actually think Mitch might have been better suited to this game.
You can't say that. No.
I mean, I'm not saying he's good. I'm just saying mobility would have been a nice asset tonight. And Foles looks absolutely awful if he has to take more than one step in any direction.
Mm-hmm.
That on the early drive to A-Rob was comical. Straight up comical. I don't understand the Nick Foles experience, and now I have to ride that roller coaster, and I don't understand it. Like, this is what he is. He's like amazing and then terrible and then amazing and then it's wild.
But that was Mitch too.
That guy makes the throw to Montgomery or the throw to Graham in the end zone. Hell of a catch.
That was a great catch. And the pass,
man,
the
if he has to move at all. You have no idea where that ball is going
to
go.
The throw down the sideline to Patterson too. It was almost the nice. Exact same as the one later to Montgomery. But yeah, he had like 2 or 3 good passes and the rest was.
He has a whole bunch of bad ones. The interception's really not his
fault.
That's
not
but
him.
Not a good ball either way. But, A-Rob, can we quit with the helping the defense catch the ball thing?
Yeah, 3, 4.
What was he jumping for?
I don't know.
It maybe that was really horribly underthrown, but that was a weird play.
It didn't
play.
Look like
3
it.
3 or 4 now.
Yeah. Yeah.
It looked like a back shoulder, but A-Rob jumped and then batted the ball up. It was weird. And yet he still had a huge game the rest of the way. So
maybe he's...
I can't figure anything about this offense out. I don't know what their identity is. I don't know what they're good at. I don't know anything beyond that Robinson's easily their best player, and they somehow squeaked it out again. But I really wish they could just line up, punch you in the mouth, and run the ball and set up play action because they don't have a good enough QB to run the kind of stuff Nagy wants to run.
Yeah.
But his defense for a second there, you can't run on the Bucs, and the Bears sure as heck can't run on the Bucs. Like, no one's been able to run on the Bucs. Even the terrific Saints running game stunk against the Bucs. So they weren't going to be able to do that tonight, period. But what is the offensive identity? Can you find one? Because right now I think it's horizontal passing.
That
just drives me
nuts. That's what drove me nuts coming into the second half was two quick outs to that game. What, 1 yard between two pass plays? So it's 3rd and 9 on the first drive out of the half after you completely flipped the script of the game right before halftime. Like, come on, man. Hit the accelerator.
I was so concerned that first drive of the half. I was like, what are we doing? This is the BS that doesn't work. I was like, fire him. You know, but then I got back to figuring it out. I'm really curious too. That sequence where Foles is like, no, come on, speed it up. Like, Will they get better when he's more used to it? Because I think Foles may have some influence there as a veteran. I think that'll be interesting to follow. But Matt Nagy's supposed to be an offensive coach, and I still see, frankly, offensive offense.
I like what you did there. That was nice.
So what's the ceiling for this team?
Oh, geez.
Is it like 9-7, 10-6? Because that was a great win. That 4-1 sets you up pretty nicely. But now you can't lose a game you're supposed to win.
Right.
You keep that momentum. You're still not better than Green Bay, at least not at the moment. Looks like Daniels did tear his pec. I'm seeing.
Oh, no. Oh, geez. Ugh.
They've been pretty lucky with injuries.
All right, Bars. Now's your chance. Well, I'm going to go with 10-6.
Yeah.
I'm going to say 10-6 is their ceiling because with the defense playing, if they can keep it up at this level where they're allowing no more than 20 points a game, you're going to win some games even when you have no offense, right?
Well, you should. Right. Just put together a complete game offensively and we'll talk about being a real contender. Because for now, they're that team that might squeak into the playoffs that nobody wants to play because of their defense, but then gets pantsed most years. And then occasionally they have a year like the Titans where the plucky little team beats a better team and then loses. Or two, actually. And the Titans had a pretty good run last year, but there's just so much missing offensively still.
And I think most of it goes back to the line. Because I like what I see from Mooney.
You have Foles and not Mitch, because Mitch can run and Foles can't. You really see the glaring issue that is the line.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or you're saying about Mooney.
No, I was just saying I'm impressed with him still. And you know, Allen Robinson is a good receiver, even though he likes to give it away once a game. And
kind of a fluke. I feel like that's a 2020 fluke.
Yeah.
I'm going to call it that. Okay. It was never an issue before.
Yeah. And Miller's more positive than negative. Graham has been better than I thought. So, like, there are some offensive playmakers and weapons, but are they going to have the time and the opportunity to make plays with the way the line is, the way the line's been playing?
And fair point. The pass pro was pretty bad. Again, good pass rushers out there on the Bucs, but I'm more concerned about the last 2 weeks' utter inability to get any kind of opening for the Rams game.
Mm-hmm. But again, that's because
you're supposed to fire off the ball and assert your will, and they just seem super soft, which is amazing because Chris, I sure thought bringing in a new position coach would fix it. I hated that. Like, they didn't even address it. That was the worst thing in the offseason.
Especially Harry Heastand being so respected across the league.
Yeah, because that guy's just a total bug, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. Oh, hey,
check your Facebook. You got to see this meme. Okay, it's called "How many wins do the Bears have right now?" You're gonna love it. All right, this is live Redditing for the listener here.
Go to my Facebook. I'll go to my Facebook.
Yeah. Go to your messenger or whatever.
Oh, right. Let me see here. Very nice. Very
Brady
nice.
Brady holding up. Sorry, I just had to when someone sent me that.
Anyway, like it. Brady holding up four fingers. Yes. Very nice. Very nice.
Shout out to Santos. Had a good game.
Yep. Made the big game winning kick.
Could be worse because they could have missed it.
yes.
Kind of all over the place, just like the rest of the team. So many penalties in the punt coverage. How do you do to block in the back when you're
kicking?
I don't understand that. And I don't think they showed it. I didn't see it. But so they got things to clean up. Other things they did well. I guess just you go back to the thing with Nagy, like, he's kind of infuriating as a play caller at times, and yet the team never quits on him. So you could still do much worse because, again, they showed a lot of fight. They were down 10-0, right? That could have gotten out of control real quick.
Wasn't it 13-0?
And it was eventually 13, right?
I thought it was 13-0, yeah. Well,
yeah, I think so, yeah. Wait, when did the
– Yeah, because then it was
– Yeah, I thought it was because then they scored 14 straight, right?
Yeah, I think it was 13, yeah.
This is the coverage that the people come to hear.
Yeah, that's right. I was getting a refill on my nachos and Polish sausage. I forgot.
And I want to go back to the two throws that I thought were really pretty.
The one down the sideline.
That throw to Montgomery won him the game in a lot of ways. And then the Jimmy Graham, that was a heck of a catch. But you're still not really getting anything else out of the tight ends.
Yeah, where's Cole Kmet?
Right, where is Cole Kmet? I thought we were going to see him more.
Well, we saw him on holding.
He held, and I don't know if he got back in the game.
He's like, get back to the sideline. Yeah.
It was definitely 13-0, I can see now when I check that.
So that's impressive to come back and win 20-19. You outscored him 20-6 the rest of the way. I mean, that tells you how the defense buckled down, but also it tells you they just didn't quit. They were down almost two touchdowns. Yeah. And it was the first time that a Brady team was up by 13 in the first half. And then I can't remember if it was that they lost. Yeah, lost the game or ended up trailing by halftime.
Well, they definitely mentioned it during the broadcast that they were trailing at the half.
Yeah.
Also, shout out to my cousin who just pointed out they gave up one touchdown to Brady.
Yeah.
In a good Buck team. Yeah, they have injuries, but still one touchdown. And it was on a short field after A-Rob.
Mm-hmm.
They had the ball like 50 that possession.
Yeah. So, a lot of kudos. A lot of deserved kudos. Absolutely.
I think for all the hemming and hawing we've done on the middle of the field and Trevathan and Eddie's not made a big play yet, that was a pretty darn good defensive effort.
Really well. Best of the year, absolutely. All right, one last thing I want to run by you, and then we can wrap up this post-game show.
Yes.
Matt Nagy calling a timeout before the field goal. I had a problem with that. Did you have a problem with that? I'm thinking you cannot give Tom Brady time. I mean, I know they were out of
time. I don't know why he did it. I can't remember how much was on the play clock there.
Well, it was right after the – it was a completion to was it to Robinson?
5 yard thing to somebody.
They called timeout as soon as he was down. So it wasn't a play clock thing. It was I don't know what it was, but whatever it was, it left him.
I can't remember if he let it go down at all and then called it or what.
I don't think so.
I thought maybe the Bucks called it and they told us it wrong, because then when they had the ball, they had less.
I don't know.
Timeout. They didn't have all of them, and I think they screwed up the graphic actually.
I don't know.
See what they say first game. We'll know more tomorrow, I guess, because it would be a brutally stupid timeout for
That's
sure.
That's what I'm saying.
Hard to even imagine, dumb. But when the Bucks got the ball back, they were out.
They're out of timeouts, right?
And I thought that maybe the last one was to stop the clock before the kick, and they just flashed the Bears, but it was really the Bucks.
Okay, well, all of Twitter thought the Bears called the timeout.
If they did, I mean, yeah, I know. I can't understand it. So you're right. I mean, it probably was the
Bears. And I don't mean like the other meatball fans, like you and me, the reporters. Okay.
We'll call it before the play clock because we're just going to wind it down to like 3 and then kick it or something.
They should have done that.
But they didn't.
They didn't. He called it right away. But anyway, someone on Twitter said, someone said, oh, it looks like Matt Nagy is letting John Fox control the clock.
That makes no sense. Like I said, I'm scrambling.
Well, the Bears get Sunday off, and then a week from Sunday, they got Carolina, who is they're not that good. So are we going to be looking at a potential 5-1 Bears team that we think is bad?
No, we're going to screw up the easy Carolina game after winning the Tampa game, right? I'm not counting that a win until it's come to roost.
Yeah, I understand.
They actually played pretty good against the Cardinals last week, but – they're definitely in the mix of what in the heck are they? Are they bad? They seem bad. Oh, no, they won a game. Right there. Aren't they like the South? No, that's the Falcons. They're the South Vikings, maybe? I don't know. they're hard to figure out, I think. Hmm. But not definitely not good. The Bears should win that game, but
yeah,
could have, would have, should.
All right, my friend. Thanks for jumping on. And hey, we got to root for. Who do the Packers play this week? Well, whoever it is, we got to root for them, obviously. But so far, we're still in the playoff mix. So,
oh, for sure. Yeah. 4-1. Are we going to be like the most disrespected 4-1 team now? Or is that going to be like, oh, crap, they beat a real team. We have to actually like move them up.
Well,
now.
I think we should be the most.
I wouldn't really blame them. I'm just curious what the reaction will be, because that looked more like 2018 on the pass rush.
It did. Yeah, that did have the vibe of a 2018 game. So, all right, my friend.
All right,
take care. Thanks for jumping on. All right, well, with playing Thursday night, the Bears get Sunday off, so they got almost a week and a half to rest up before they take on the Panthers. So, well, they did it, and I believe Mark a couple weeks ago said that they would split with the Colts and the Bucks. So, kudos, Mark. You called that correctly. I thought it would go the other way, and actually, they're losing to the Colts. I thought they'd lose both, but you were right. The Bears are 4-1, and every game is certainly entertaining. All right, thanks for listening. Thanks again, Mark, for jumping on. Love to hear your input. You can shoot me a message or interact on Twitter at MeatballComp34 or send me an email at themeatballcomposer@mail.com. Bear it down, my friends.
You've been meatballed.